Somalia's piracy heightens concerns for Christian relief groups. A ministry thinks China could turn to Christ within the next decade, and Christ is pulling Kenya's slum dwellers out of despair. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. One ministry is asking Christians to pray as piracy continues to expand off the coast of Somalia. Somali pirates are currently holding at least 16 ships and more than 250 seamen for ransom. Global Action sends 3 or 4 containers a month through the region. Ministry President Lars Dunberg says,
right now we have one container on its way to Burundi. We have 2 containers being shipped this week to Uganda. They all have to go that way, and we also are shipping some containers to Sri Lanka, and they go the same way as well.
None of the shipments have been attacked yet. Dunberg's asking you to pray because these shipments do more than help people physically. Dunberg says one man who received an artificial limb is just one example of that.
He started to inquire about the God who had provided that. Suddenly, that was a tremendous opportunity to present the gospel to a guy who had not seen any hope in the world. And here, he had a new leg, and he had crutches, and he found out about Jesus.
You can help Global Action with increasing freight costs. We have a link at our website. Next, could China be a great Christian nation? Global Advance, a ministry to equip Christian pastors and businessmen, hopes so. Vice President Jonathan Shibley says many business leaders have come to Christ.
Businessmen are beginning to get a glimpse of what the gospel looks like, transforming not only their own lives, but then transforming the culture around them and becoming salt and light.
Shibley recently returned from a marketplace missions conference in China to teach Christian businessmen in biblical business principles. Building up Christian business leaders will be instrumental in China's future.
China is potentially on the tipping point in the next decade of either becoming a Christian nation or submitting to the God of materialism. And I think what we do to help pour into godly leaders in China over the next 10 years will greatly determine which way it swings.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Punjab is the birthplace of the Sikh religion and the only state in India with a Sikh majority. Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi says it's also the home of a fledgling ministry. Spiritual hunger is strong, as evidenced by the response to one of the partners' work.
Already 12 fellowship groups have been established as a result of the 200,000 copies of the Gospel of John we provided for Pastor Masih of Punjab.
By 12 fellowships, Budaiti means new churches. That's remarkable growth since last fall. Encouraged by the progress, Pastor Masih is
asking for 1 million Gospels, 500,000 copies in Punjabi and Hindi language. It costs 25 cents per copy to print and deliver the Gospels into these homes,
which opens doors for the advance of Christ.
In that Gospel, an offer is made. If anyone would like to read the entire New Testament, they can write for a free copy.
Elsewhere in the slums of Nairobi, sickness and poverty prevail. Some 7-year-old girls became prostitutes so they could have money to eat. The main atmosphere is one of hopelessness. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board reports Christ is changing lives in these areas. Some people gather to pray and share testimonies. One pastor challenges believers to reject the slums' temptation of despair and hopelessness. Pray that the gospel reaches slum dwellers. And the Mission Society recently celebrated its 15th year of ministry in Kazakhstan. When teams arrived in 1994, the country was in turmoil following the breakup of the Soviet Union. Since then, the Mission Society has seen growth in several areas, including small business development and education. Kazakhstan's economy has also improved. Despite positive national growth, religious freedom is still at risk. Pray for continued growth among believers despite persecution. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for 2 to the Dominican Republic. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for 2, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.